弟兄姐妹，中秋节快乐
！Good morning, Happy Autumn Moon Festival.
我们今天讲到的主题呢是耶和华是我的牧者。
So today the topic is the Lord is my shepherd.
我们今天分享的圣经呢是诗篇二十三篇。
So we're going to share the Psalm 23.
我问大家一个问题。
I'm going to ask you a question.
设想一下，在你生命的最后的时刻。
So I want to think about your last breath of your life.
你有机会拿纸和笔写下一句话。
If you want to write down one word or one sentence,
你会写什么话？
What are you going to write?
我们知道在二十多年前，纽约的世界贸易中心，911那天呢，发生了非常悲惨的恐怖袭击。
And so you know, more than 20 years ago, there was a horrific event happening on 9/11 in New York.
当搜救的人员后来在这个垮塌的大楼的这个废墟里面，他们这个寻找的时候呢，他们找到一张纸条。
So all the searchers, the rescuer, they are looking for survival. They found a one note in the rubble.
在遇难者的身边呢，这个纸条上写的是诗篇二十三篇的一节经文。
So the note next to the deceased wrote down the Psalm 23 verse 4.
诗篇二十三篇是旧约诗篇中可能最脍炙人口的一篇诗篇。
So Psalm 23 probably is the most most popular chapter of the Bible.
只有短短的六节的经文。
It's only six verses.
但是呢，给我们描绘一个非常美好的意境。
And describe extremely beautiful things.
它里面用牧羊人和羊的关系来比喻神和我们的关系。
And using the shepherd and the sheep to describe our relationship with God.
我问大家，你有没有过放羊的经验
？So have you ever been a shepherd yourself?
你放过羊没有
？Have you been a shepherd to tend the sheep?
我有。
I Pastor Ho did.
大家知道我是在中国的西北地区长大的。
So I was born in the west north area in China.
但是呢，其实我家里并不是牧羊人。
But my family was not not shepherds.
但是有一年的暑假呢，我到了乡下亲戚家里住。
So one year that I lived with my relative in the farm.
他们家呢养了一只小羊，这个挤羊奶喝羊奶。
So they have one little sheep that they use the sheep to get milk.
我那时候只是个小学生啊，我觉得那羊好可爱啊。
So I thought that was so cute. The sheep was so cute.
我就自告奋勇，我说我要这个去放羊。
So I volunteer myself. I want to tend the sheep.
他们就在这个羊的脖子上呢，这个系了绳子，然后让我领着羊出去放羊。
So they put a rope around the sheep and so let me to do it.
很快呢，我就发现不是我在放羊。
And so very quickly I found out that I wasn't me. I walking with the sheep.
不是我在领着羊走。
I wasn't leading the sheep.
我被羊拽着这个乱跑。
And so the sheep was dragging me around.
因为我那时候还小，那个羊好像力气还挺大的。
So I was very young and the sheep is pretty strong.
我就有很多的观察。
So I had a lot of observations.
我们都觉得那个小羊呢是很可爱的。
So even the sheep looks so cute.
为什么呢
?Why?
因为羊其实是一种很软弱的动物。
Because the sheep actually is a very weak animal.
它很难自己去保护它自己。
They cannot protect themselves.
而且它呢也不是好像很聪明的动物。
And actually, they're not very smart either.
它的个子呢小小的，它那个眼睛的这个视野呢也不是很宽广的。
Their stature is not very big, and they cannot see very far.
在我被羊领着走的这个过程呢，我就发现羊的关注点其实好像就是在它眼前的那两棵草的上面。
So when I was leading by the sheep, that I noticed one thing: the sheep can only focus probably few feet before it.
很多时候呢，我不使劲拽它，它就吃一棵草，吃一棵草，就走到这个别人的这个麦田里去。
So if I did not drag the sheep around, so the sheep were just eating the grass right in front around.
我们今天要分享的这一篇诗篇呢，它特别的就是讲到牧羊人和羊的关系。
So today when we talk about Psalm 23, you talk about relationship between shepherd and sheep.
我们在开始之前呢，一起做一个祷告。
And let's start with a prayer.
亲爱的阿爸天父，主耶稣基督，圣灵保惠师。
Dearly Heavenly Father, Jesus and the Holy Spirit.
我们感谢你，你赐给我们这样美好的清晨。
We want to thank you, give us a beautiful morning.
你召聚你的众儿女来到你的脚前。
You gather all your children before you.
让我们来安静来听你的话语。
So we can be quiet and listen to your words.
主啊，求你此时此刻你就充满在这里。
And so your spirit fill this place.
求你与我们同在。
You, be present with us.
求你让我们每一颗心灵都向你献上诚实的赞美。
So every heart here that are giving the worship to you.
主啊，感谢你，我们把以下的时间完全仰望在你的手上。
So we put all the times that to your before you this morning.
孩子们祷告是奉主耶稣的名。
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
那么我们知不知道这一篇诗篇它的作者是谁呢
？Do we know the author of the psalm?
我们大部分的神学家呢，都认为。这个诗篇呢，应该是大卫写下来的。
So most theologians that agree that is written by David.
大卫他的职业是什么呢
？What was his career in his life?
我们能想到的，比方说，我们知道他是大卫王，他是一个国王。
We heard about he's a king, David. He was a king.
他是一个战士。
And he's a warrior.
但是，更重要的是，他是一个牧羊人。
The most importantly, he was a shepherd.
这个圣经呢，很多时候用比喻。是贴近于当时的以色列人他们的生产生活方式的。
And so when we very often the description of the life that is very close to what their life at that time.
帮助他们更好的去理解。
So they can help them to understand a little better.
这篇诗篇呢，不光是为了贴近读者，而且它本身它的作者自己就是一个牧羊人。
And so beside that is he's the author because he was a shepherd as well.
我们知道，这个很小的。大卫他还做牧童的时候呢，这个上帝就差派先知撒母耳去找到他，拣选他，高立他将来要做以色列的国王。
So when he was a little, very young as a shepherd, that he was anointed by a king Saul to be the next king.
我们读圣经的时候觉得，哇，这太美好了！这个小孩子他后来是不是就会一帆？风顺就会飞黄腾达。
So we said, well, that's great. Maybe is he going to have a smooth sailing all his life?
结果不是的。
But not really.
他真正当上国王的时候，已经到他这个年纪很大的时候。
So when he became a king, he was much older.
他在这个过程中，他经历了很多很多。
And during the process, he has experienced so many things.
他的人生呢，跌宕起伏。
And his life is up and down.
比方说，他小的时候，他在旷野。他经历了很多跟神独处的时间。
And he spent a lot of time time with God when he was younger.
他学会了怎么样去忍受孤独。
And he learned how to be alone.
神也预备他将来有朝一日他能够去享受别人的鲜花和掌声。
And so God has prepared him one day he will become a king.
否则我们很难去把握那样一个荣耀那样一个名誉的。
Otherwise, sometimes we cannot know how to deal with the fame and glory.
我看到大卫年少的时候在旷野牧羊的经历，让我想到其他的圣经人物。
And so, besides his experience as a shepherd, I think about a lot of other characters in the Bible.
比方说，我想到摩西。
I thought about Moses.
摩西年少的时候，在当时全世界可能最强大的国家的宫廷里面做王子。
And he was a prince in the Egypt.
他。得到了就是全世界可能当时最好的教育。
He received the best education.
但是神那个时候还没有办法使用他。
But God could not use him at that time.
神用不同的际遇带领他到了旷野，经历40年孤独的牧羊的生活。
And very often God uses our difficulty to train us. So most of us in the wilderness for 40 years.
最后神呢才能够使用他。
So God, after that, God can use him.
大卫呢，他年少的时候在。旷野独自的牧羊。
And how about David when he was a shepherd when he was young?
后来呢，他成长为一个非常优秀的战士。
And he became an excellent warrior.
我们问小朋友的时候，问小朋友说，你了解大卫他最有名的故事是什么
？So very often you ask the children, what's the most famous story of David?
小朋友都会告诉你，他战胜了巨人歌利亚。
He fought with a Goliath.
我们读到那个圣经的经文的时候。这个敌人非利士人他们派出来一个不知道那个身高有多高可能比姚明还要高的这样一个巨人来挑战。
So, the Philistines sent a giant, to fight with David. We don't know how tall was he, but he's maybe taller than,
姚明。
那
个时候这个以色列的这个军队啊他们的这个武器装备也不如 腓力士人。
And so the Jews at that time, they did not have a very good equipment to fight.
他们的士兵呢，通常也都是农民、牧民，临时拿起来农具去抵抗这个侵略者。
They are not a professional warrior. They are just probably the farmers. And whenever there's a war, they come up to fight.
然后呢，腓力士人派出来这样一个巨人，而且是装备的非常的讲究的，是经过很严格的武士的训练的一个巨人。
But Philistine actually sent a giant warrior has been trained for a long time.
在阵前呢，去辱骂，去羞辱以色列人的神。
And then they were actually scolding the Jew and saying that they are not worth the fighting.
这个以色列的阵中没有一个人敢出去迎战。
And nobody from Jews that able to come out to fight.
这时候大卫来到了前线。
But David came to the front.
他那时候有多大呢？
How old was he?
其实可能就是十来岁。
He probably is in his early teenager.
啊，完全还没有长成。
He was not mature at all.
这个巨人呢，成年的士兵都不敢去迎战。
Even the adult warrior did not, would not dare to fight.
这个大卫这样一个半大不小的孩子。
A little teenager.
他说，这个耶和华神会帮助他，他就去迎战。
So he knew that the God was his shepherd, will help him to fight.
他就一下子战胜了这个巨人格利亚。
He overcome the giant Goliath.
后来我们看见大卫渐渐的成长起来，他成为一个将军。
So later he became a general, David.
他真是大杀四方。
And then he was able to fight and win many wars.
我们读圣经读到那儿的时候，想着，哎呀，神要开始重用他，要让他做国王了吧
？So we know that I'm sure that God's going to start using him now.
结果没有
，no，
他被扫罗王这个嫉妒追杀
，and the Saul was very jealous of him, so actually hunted him.
大卫没有做过一件对不起扫罗的事情
，and David never did anything wrong to King Saul.
但是因为大卫的恩赐，还有神在他身上的这样的恩典，让扫罗非常的嫉妒
，but David was filled with a gift from God, so Saul was very jealous of him.
扫罗呢就不断的去陷害他
，and Saul tried all kind of things, tried to kill him,
追杀他
，and tried to hunt him.
大卫呢和少数的一些他的随从呢，在不同的地方去逃避这样的追杀，有几十年的时间
，and for many decades, David and his followers tried to escape.
甚至是有几次大卫其实有机会可以杀死扫罗，但是他没有。
There are few times David was able to kill Saul, but he did not.
就是这样的忠心，这样的仁义，扫罗呢之后还是一样的要去追杀他。
Even though David was so loyal and so faithful, but King Saul still want to kill him.
大卫经历了很多这样的委屈。
And David has gone through so much wrong.
那么我们今天的讲道呢，分成三个部分。
So we're going to divide three parts of today's sermon.
我们第一个部分呢是神的供应超乎想象。
The first part is God's provision beyond our imagination.
第二部分是神的同在战胜恐惧。
And God's presence conquers fear.
第三部分是神的恩典满意人生。
The last part is God's grace overflow our life.
我们先来看第一个部分。
So we look at the first part.
我们一起来读这个诗篇二十三篇的第一节。
So we read the chapter 23, verse 1.
耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。
The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing.
在我放羊的过程中，我观察。
So when I was being the shepherd,
这个羊啊，其实不光是不能很好的保护自己，它也不能够很好的去供应它自己。
And so beside that, the sheep cannot protect themselves, they cannot provide things for themselves either.
需要牧羊人带领他们去不同的草场。
They need a shepherd to lead them to the green grass.
而且呢，很多时候这个草场是要轮换的。
And very often they need to rotate different areas.
很多时候这个草场呢要分不同的季节的。
And so also the where they get the grass depends on seasons.
很多时候到了冬天呢，这个牧羊人要提前的去储备很多的牧草，然后冬天的时候去喂羊。
And so during the winter season, the shepherd need to prepare a grass ahead of time to feed the sheep.
这个大卫他有充足的经验。
And David has plenty of experience.
这时候他说呢，耶和华是我的牧者。
So because he's spirit, he said, the Lord is my shepherd.
我必不致缺乏。
I lack nothing.
而且这个地方呢，语气其实很强。
And so actually it was emphasized.
他 还是说没有任何的东西是会缺乏的？
There's nothing I will be lacking.
因为有他的牧羊人来照顾他。
Because the shepherd will take care of me.
然后第二节我们一起来读。
And the verse two.
他使我躺卧在青草地上，领我在可安歇的水边。
He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters.
大卫说，牧羊人就是耶和华神带领他呢，像一只羊来到的青草地上。
So David described is like a shepherd lead the sheep to the green pastures.
青草地上有充足的这样的食物可以吃。
There are plenty of food that sheep can eat.
而且是非常舒适的。
And it's very comfortable.
还说呢，领我在可安歇的水边。
And lead me beside the quiet waters.
我们知道呢，这个巴勒斯坦地区，以色列地区呢是比较干旱的。
We know the Palestine is very dry.
水源是非常珍惜的。
The water is very limited.
这个牧羊人把羊呢带到这个水边来，让他们饮水。
And so the shepherd lead them to where the water is.
而且呢，在这个地方，大卫特别说，是使我躺卧在青草地上，是安歇在水边。
So he made me lay down in the green pastures, lead me beside quiet waters.
这个地方呢，给我们一个非常美好的意境。
So you can really imagine beautifully.
让我们能够想到，那是一个多么宁静，多么让人感觉平安的一个状态。
It's very quiet and tranquil and very peaceful.
我看呢，有人去观察这个羊，它在什么时候才会躺下来呢？
So people observe the sheep, when do they usually lay down?
因为羊它是一个很弱小的动物，它通常呢需要时刻的这个戒备，害怕有别的猛兽来袭击它。
So sheep's ashes are very weak, very often they need to protect themselves, to be aware other wild animals attack them.
这个羊呢通常应该是很没有安全感的一种动物。
So they're very insecure.
但是这个时候呢，大卫说这个神领他，让他躺卧在青草地上，领他在这个水边安歇。
But here David described sheep lay down only on the green pastures, lay down on the water.
能够让羊躺卧下来是很不容易的事情。
And let the sheep lay down is a very difficult.
有人去研究呢，羊是必须要满足四个条件，它才会躺下来的。
So in order that for we have to satisfy four conditions that the sheep will lay down.
是在没有恐惧、没有冲突、没有干扰、没有饥饿的状态下，他才会躺下来。
No fear, no frictions, and also no disturbance and no hunger.
我们再来读第三节。
Let's read verse three.
他使我的灵魂苏醒。
He refreshed my soul.
这个灵魂这个词呢，其实在旧约的这个希伯来原文里面呢，它不仅仅是指我们的那个。非物质的那个层次呢
？So in Hebrews, not only non-material.
这个词呢，其实是指这个包括身体、包括心理、包括灵，这个全部的一个整个的一个人的。
It's including your physical, your spiritual, and your soul, all of it.
大卫在这里说呢，神让他整个全人、全身心灵都得到。这个供应得到更新。
So God actually provides everything, so refresh his soul.
啊，我在想这个感受是什么样的一个感受呢
？How do you feel like that?
可能是在我爬山爬了四五个小时，干渴难耐的时候，别人给我一杯冰镇的饮料。
Maybe after hike for 4 or 5 hours, then I receive a cup of very ice cold water.
在我特别劳累的时候呢，让我可以很好的休息。
And when I'm so super tired, I can really lay down and rest peacefully.
而且这种供应、这种恢复、这种更新呢，它不光是在身体上的。
And this is a provision, it's not only physical.
而是在我们的身体、我们的心理、我们的心灵上全人的。
And also including the physical, emotional, and also spiritually.
在这个第三节的下半节，我们一起来读。
And let's read verse three.
为自己的名引导我走义路。
He guides me along the right path for his name's sake.
我们先说这个为自己的名是什么意思。
So what does that mean that for his name's sake?
为了神的名是为了神的名誉吗？名声吗？
Is it for God's reputation?
神是整个宇宙的创造主。
And God is the creator of the universe.
他不会在乎他的名声好不好，他的名望大不大。
He can care less about his reputation and how big is it.
在旧约的这个希伯来的语言里面呢，这个 什么什么的名，特别是神的名，它特别指神的他的这个本质，他的最核心的那一部分。
And so actually when talk about his name, talk about his character, his essence.
因为神他最核心的最本质的那个原因，他要领我走义路。
Because the God himself is going to lead him to the right path.
那么这个义路本来是什么意思呢？
What's the right path?
就是正确的路。
And it's the right path.
我们先来看他的这个比喻，这个牧羊人带领羊走正确的路是怎么样走的。
So what does that mean? So lead the sheep to right path.
牧羊人知道他要带领羊群去哪样一个草场，去哪一个溪水边。
So shepherd knows where he want to lead the sheep to which pasture and which water.
牧羊人要带领这个羊群去那个方向。
He wanted to lead them to the right direction.
但是羊知不知道那个方向呢？
But does the sheep know the right direction?
羊它的眼界，它能不能够看得到那个要去的目的地呢？
And so can the sheep really actually see where they are going?
羊其实看不到的。
And the sheep cannot see it.
羊的个子很矮，它的那个眼界呢，只能够看到它前面的几棵草。
And sheep is actually very, very small and not very tall. They can only see the grass in front of them.
很多时候呢，他吃了这棵草，吃前面的草，慢慢他就走偏了。
So after they eating the grass in front of them, then they start astray.
不光是不能够到这个牧羊人想要带领他们去的草场。
Not only that they can go to where the shepherd want to lead them to.
很多时候他们会走向危险。
And actually, sometimes they go to the danger area.
可能会走到一个这个很危险的悬崖的边上。
They maybe went to the very dangerous cliff.
可能会走到旷野，没有牧羊人保护的话，会有其他的狼群袭击他。
Maybe wilderness that without the shepherd's protection, and there's a be attacked by wild animals.
但是牧羊人呢，带领羊群走正确的路。
But the shepherd lead them to the right path.
然后大卫在这里呢，也做一个比喻，比喻我们跟神的关系。
And so here, David using the illustration to describe our relationship with God.
大卫很小的时候就被神拣选。
And God, David has been chosen by God when he was very young.
神呢不断的去预备他。
And God continued to prepare him.
后来呢让他做以色列的国王。
That become a king of the Israel.
那么在这个过程中，大卫有没有犯过错误呢？
And during the process, he said ever made mistake.
大卫其实是犯过错误。
He had made quite a few mistakes.
比方说他侵占了。这个别的有夫之妇
and, for example, he was adulterous.
比方说呢，他借刀杀人，把这个人家的丈夫害死了。
And actually used other people to kill the soldier.
但是非常感谢神。
But we want to thank God.
神没有因此就放弃他。
And so not because that God has give up on him.
在大卫做王的那个过程中呢，神特别又拣选一个先知叫做拿单。
And so when during that time, the God prepared prophet Nathan for him.
每一次大卫他犯了错误的时候呢，神就差派先知拿单非常勇敢的就去指出他的错误来。
Every time David made a mistake, the prophet Nathan will boldly and to tell him what mistake he made.
要是换做别的国王会怎么样处理呢？
What would happen to other kings?
你还敢批评我？
Oh, how dare you to criticize me?
肯定是拉下去斩了。
I'm going to kill you right now.
但是每一次当这个神借着先知责备大卫的时候，
Every time God used the prophet Nathan to scold David,
大卫他就悔改。
And David confess.
所以等到这个圣经到最后在对大卫的人生做总结的时候呢，
So in the end, then there's a conclusion about David's life.
圣经上说大卫是合神心意的人。
And David is a God pleasing God's heart.
不是说他没有软弱过。
And never saying that he was never weak.
不是说他没有犯过错误。
And never saying that he never made a mistake.
那么神呢是带领大卫走正确的路的。
ButGod has always lead David to go to the right path.
就像牧羊人带领羊群走正确的路一样。
It's like a shepherd lead the sheep to the right path.
我们每一个人呢，跟神的这个眼界来比，我们就像羊一样，我们只能看见眼前的几棵草。
So our sight compared to God's sight, we can only just like sheep only see what's in front of us.
有的时候呢，我们就会走偏了。
And very often we go astray.
不光是不能够。向着神给我们预定的计划好的那个方向走。
Not only we cannot follow what God has provided for us.
而且很多时候呢，我们会走到危险里面去。
And very often walk into the danger zone.
在腓立比书啊四章十九节这里说，我的神必照他荣耀的丰富，在基督耶稣里使你们一切所需用的都充足。
Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. And my God will meet all your need according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus.
所以呢，我们第一部分就是讲神给我们充足的供应。
And how God gives the provision.
我们来到今天讲到的第二部分。
And second part we're going to talk about.
就是神的同在战胜恐惧。
And God's presence conquers fear.
我们一起来读第四节的上半节。
And let's read the verse 4.
我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害。
Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil.
在以色列地区呢，它的地形是非常丰富多样的。
And in Israel, the geography is very, has a variety.
会有很多的小山，会有很多的山谷。
And there's a lot of mountains, there's some a lot of valleys.
有的山谷呢，甚至是很深，这个太阳呢，基本上都是照不到的。
And a lot of valleys are so deep that the sun cannot even go in.
然后大卫呢，在这里用这个来比喻。
And so David used that to describe.
他说我虽然走过这样的非常黑暗的山谷。
Even though I walk through the darkest valley.
但是呢，我也没有惧怕。
I will fear no evil.
我不惧怕邪恶
I fear no evil.
也不惧怕这个 会有别的伤害
And then fear no harmness.
这是为什么呢
Why?
这个下半节呢告诉我们
The second part tells us.
因为你与我同在
The second part says, for you are with me.
因为神呢与大卫同在
God is always with David.
大卫讲这个话不是很轻松的随随便便想起来就告诉我们的
And so David did not say very lightly.
大卫写下这六节的诗篇是用他整个的人生写下来的。
And when he wrote Psalm 23, it's described his whole life.
我们前面讲他有几十年的时间呢是被这个前一任国王扫罗追杀的。
There are a few decades that he was hunted by King Saul.
甚至是这个大卫做了国王以后呢他晚年还被他亲生的儿子篡权。也去追杀他。
And so even when he became a king, his son also wanted to become a king and try to kill him.
你说大卫他的心里面会不会有惧怕呢
？And so do you ever think about David has ever have a fear in his heart?
他有充足的理由感到惧怕。
There's plenty of reason for him to be fearful.
他对于这个扫罗呢，其实忠心耿耿，从来没有做过对不起扫罗的事情。
He was so loyal to Saul. He never did anything wrong to Saul.
有几次有机会呢，可以杀死扫罗，他都没有下手。
He could have killed Saul, but he never did.
但是扫罗呢，依然要去陷害他，要去追杀他。
But Saul continued to hunt him and want to kill him.
那大卫心里面有没有委屈呢
？So do you feel he feel there's some wrongdoing to him?
他有充足的理由，他感觉到委屈。
He have plenty of reason feel that.He did not do anything wrong.
但他的注意力呢，没有在这些危险的事情，没有在这些不公平的事情上。
But his focus were never in that those things are unfair or dangerous.
他的注意力呢，一直在神的身上。
His focus was always on God.
神从来没有说过这个世界是公平公义的。
And God never said this world is fair and always righteous.
但是神说他自己是公平公义的。
But God said.I am righteous, I am fair.
那么我们有的时候为什么会进入到这个死荫的幽谷里面
But how do we fall into the darkest valley?
你的人生有没有经历过挫折
And have you ever experienced that frustration in your life?
有没有经历过低潮
And go to your life goes through very low.
有的时候我们走过弯路留下遗憾
And so sometimes we go wrong direction, then we feel bad about it.
这个呢大概我想有三种可能的原因。
And there probably there's three possibilities.
有的时候呢，我们做了不明智的选择。
And sometimes we made unwise decisions.
有的时候呢，是别人的伤害。
And sometimes being harm from other people.
这个别人的伤害呢，有的时候别人是恶意的要来伤害你。
And sometimes they intend to harm you.
有的时候呢，别人可能本来是善意的，但是呢，这个好心办了坏事，最后造成了伤害。
And sometimes they probably meant good, but they still harm you.
有的时候我们这个进入了死荫的幽谷也有可能是神的带领。
And very often we're in the dark valley, possible is God's leading.
就像有的牧师讲。
So like some of the pastor saying.
有的时候同样的一件事情 可能是试探，也可能是试炼。
And so some, the one thing can be a trial and can be a test.
就像我们中文说危机这个词的时候。
And just when we say crisis.
这个可能它是一个危险。
And maybe it's a danger.
但也有可能它是一个机会。
But also also opportunity.
有的时候神让我们经历很多的事情。
And God has led us to experience many things.
很多事情呢是比较容易的，是比较平顺的。
And most of things may be easy and smooth.
很多时候呢。让神让我们经历一些困难的一些充满挑战的事情。
And often we experience very challenging things in our life.
但是在这个过程中看我们如何去回应。
And during this process, up to us how we respond.
有可能这样的困难这样的挑战让我们跌倒。
And sometimes those difficult and challenges probably make us fall.
但是也有可能在这个过程中我们依靠神反倒让我们克服困难我们可以经历。这个在神里的，在主里的成长。
If we depend on God, we can conquer those difficulties.
让我们的生命呢更加的成熟。
We can continue to be more mature.
我们看这个地方呢，圣经没有说让我们住在死荫的幽谷里。
And the here Bible did not say we live in the dark valleys.
神告诉我们，我们是行过死荫的幽谷。
And we also we walk through the darkest valley.
我们在里面呢。会经历一段这个痛苦的时间
，and we will go some difficult time.
但是当神会带领我们走出来，当我们走出来的时候，我们生命呢就又有更新，又有成长。
After the darkest valley, that after we go through it, we'll become more mature and growing.
就像有人其实是尼采说的，说那个不能杀死我的让我更加的强壮。
And he say actually the things that cannot kill me will make me strong.
Stronger.我们来看这个大卫，他经历了很多很多。
And David is going through so much.
那么，在他很年轻的时候，他战胜哥利亚的时候，神能不能使用他做这个以色列的国王呢
？When he was very young, when he conquered Goliath, could he be a king?
在他这个很年轻的时候做将军，大杀四方的时候
，When he became a very wonderful warrior and general, can he be a king?
全国的这个。女孩子都暗恋他的时候
，and all those ladies just admire him.
他能不能够做以色列的国王呢
？Can he be a king of Israel?
他做不了
，He could not.
他的生命没有沉淀
，because his life has not mature enough.
就像我们说，这个摩西在埃及的王宫里面接受最好的教育有四十年之久
，and so just like Moses that received the best education in Egypt.
他那个时候真的是意气风发
，and he was very prideful.
神那个时候能不能使用他带领以色列人、带领希伯来人出埃及地呢
？Can God use him to lead Israel out of Egypt?
还是不行的。
No,
他的生命没有沉淀。
He's alive. He's just not mature enough.
在旧约里面还有一个我喜欢的人物
，and there's another character I really like a lot.
就是约瑟。
Is Joseph.
约瑟很小的时候，他应该就是很漂亮、很聪明的一个男孩子。
And Joseph was a very handsome, very smart boy.
父母呢都非常喜欢他。
And his parents just love him so much.
神呢可能也已经很早就拣选他，将来有一天呢要让他来保护这个希伯来人。
And God probably chose him in one day that become the person to protect Israel.
但是当约瑟年纪很轻的时候，神。是不是就已经可以使用他了呢
？But when he was young, did God use him?
还使用不了他。
No.
神让他经历非常痛苦的几十年的时间。
And God has led him to experience very painful years.
他被他自己的亲哥哥们陷害，卖作奴隶。
And his own brother sold him as a slave.
他被卖到埃及地，他本来非常忠心的去服侍他的主人。
And he was a slave in Egypt. He was very loyal to his master.
结果又被别人冤枉，关在监狱里。
And so actually, someone wronged him and was in jail.
他本来帮助他的两个狱友，其中有一个呢，后来可以官复原职。
And so he was helping his inmate, the inmate.
他呢特别嘱咐那个人说：“你这个得了自由、官复原职的时候呢，求你纪念我。”
So he was telling them that if you become free one day, please help me to rescue me.
圣经在那里面。只用了一句话呢，轻描淡写的说，那人竟忘记他。
But that person who had been helped by Joseph totally forgot about it.
怎么可能忘记他
？How can this person forget what happened?
那个 法老的这样一个高级的官员本来是要被这个处死的，结果后来呢，这个约瑟解释了他的梦，他能够官复原职，发生这么样奇妙的事情，他怎么可能忘记他
？So how can this person totally forget about the Joseph's help while helping to restore his position？
他是嫉妒
，because it's very often jealousy。
他是不愿意让约瑟，就是被法老重视，得到重用。
And very often that he did not want Joseph being used by a Pharaoh。
那么约瑟被忘记的这两年他是怎么样在监狱里过的呢
？So how did he spend his time in jail for 2 years？
圣经一个字都没有说。
And the Bible never mentioned it。
啊，但是我能够想得到他心里的那种，痛苦那种失望。
But I can see the suffering and his disappointment。
但是约瑟呢？我们读圣经的时候，发现他从来没有抱怨过神。
But in the Bible, Joseph never complained。
神让他在这个过程中不断的沉淀，不断的成长。
And during the process, the Jews continue to grow and become more mature.
后来使用他呢，做了这个埃及的宰相。
And so he became prime minister that in Egypt.
通过他的智慧呢，他拯救了很多人的生命。
And through his wisdom, he saved so many people's lives.
就像我们每一个人在座的。
Just like every one of us here.
我不知道你的生命里面有没有经历过低谷。
And so I don't know if you have ever go through the very darkest valley.
有没有经历过挫折。
And go through a lot of frustrations.
有没有走过弯路。
And being astray.
啊，甚至有的时候我们回想起来，哎呀，当时如果我做了别的选择，我的人生可能又是不一样的情况。
So sometimes when you think back, if I choose differently, my life will be different.
但是我想说，我们所经历的一切没有没有白白经历的。
I want to say everything we experience is never a waste in vain.
同样的一件事情，它有可能成为我们的绊脚石。
And so one the same thing can become a stumbling block.
也有可能让我们能够通过这个事情更加的依靠主，让我们成长成熟起来。
And or maybe even with the stumbling block, we can continue to grow and to be more mature.
我们一起来读诗篇二十三篇的四节下半节。
So let's read the verse 4, second part.
所以说你的杖你的竿都安慰我。
Your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
通常的牧羊人呢手里是要拿一根手杖的。
The shepherd usually very often hold a staff, and he hold a rod.
这个手杖是做什么用的呢
?So what does that do?
比方说有猛兽比方说狼群来了这个牧羊人要用这个来保护羊群。
And if the wolves or wild animal come to attack, that's used the rod to protect the sheep.
但是更多的时候呢
？Very often，
这个手杖是用来打羊的。
And rod actually is using to hit the sheep.
如果这个羊走偏了路，这个牧羊人是要用这个手杖把这个羊敲打一下，让它回来的。
And so if the sheep go astray, then use the rod to bring the sheep back.
如果这个羊它只是顾着低头吃草，它不往前前进，不向着神牧羊人所计划的那个草场前进的时候呢，牧羊人也会催促它。
So if she continues eating the grass without moving forward, and the shepherd will use a rod to redirect him.
这个地方非常奇怪。
And this is very strange.
大卫呢，把自己比喻成一只羊。
And David used himself as a sheep.
这个羊看到牧羊人的手杖的时候呢，应该感到恐惧，感到不舒服才对。
So if the sheep see the rod, probably feel fearful.
但是这个地方呢，大卫说都安慰我。
But actually, here says, comfort me.
就像我跟弟兄姐妹曾经提到过。
Just like I mentioned that to you before.
前不久呢，我读到两则不同国家的新闻。
And not too long ago, I read two news from different countries.
父母带着孩子去沙滩玩。
And so the parents took their children to beach.
小孩子呢就去挖那个沙坑。
And so the children was making a sandcastle.
挖得越来越深。
And it's digging deeper and deeper.
家长从来没有去阻止他们。
And the parents never stopped them.
没有 say no.
And did not say no.
但是后来这个挖到三四米的时候，这个沙子垮塌下来。
So after they dig for 3-4 feet, and all the sand collapsed.
这个有一个国家发生的事情呢，后来他们抢救的及时，把小孩子救出来了。
And one country was able to rescue the children in time.
但是另外一个国家发生的事情呢，有一个17岁的男孩子就没有救活。
Another country, 17-year-old was not able to survive.
就像父母对待孩子是需要有界限的。
And so just actually, just a parent treating their children, you need to set boundaries.
你需要说不的时候是需要说不的。
And whenever you say, need to say no, you need to say no.
牧羊人有的时候是要去管教，是要去敲打这个羊的。
And so the shepherd has the responsibility to discipline the sheep.
如果一个稍微懂事一点的孩子，他发现他的父母对他从来不说 no, 从来没有界限，他会有安全感吗？
And so do you ever feel the children will feel secure if the parent never say no to them?
当这个羊他意识到这个牧羊人从来不管教他，他不管走到哪里都无所谓的时候，他也是没有安全感的。
So the sheep will feel insecure if the shepherd never redirect him.
所以我们有的时候在我们的人生里面，我们会经历到神的管教。
Often, very often that we will receive the discipline from God.
就像大卫他犯了错误的时候，先知拿单去指出他的错误来。
And just the prophet Nathan to rebuke David when he made a mistake.
大卫说，这个都安慰他。
And all those things comfort me.
这个是带给我们安慰的。
And that brings comfort.
真正能够带给我们安全感的。
So whatever can bring security for us.
让这个羊能够安心的躺卧在青草边。
So the sheep actually can be feel comfortable and secure laying on the green pasture.
不光是因为有青草。
Not only there's a green pasture.
不光是因为有溪水。
Not only there's a water.
而且因为牧羊人手中的这个手杖。
And because the shepherd has a rod.
让这个羊呢可以有安全感躺卧在那里。
So sheep feel secure and laying down there.
在新约的约翰福音十章十一节这里讲。
And so in John chapter 10 and verse 11,
耶稣自己的话，他说，我是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命。
This is from Jesus himself. I'm the good shepherd. The good shepherd laid down his life for the sheep.
这个羊它是很难去保护它自己的。
The sheep cannot protect themselves.
在野外呢，有很多的猛兽是会袭击羊的。
And there's a lot of wild animals will attack the sheep.
我在上中学的时候呢，我有一个语文老师，他当过知青。
So when I was in the junior or high school, that I have a language teacher.
知识青年是文革的时候呢，这个很多年轻人被派到这个乡下去做这个农村的工作。
So very educated young people that been sent to a village to work.
他说他曾经呢，有一天晚上，出去上厕所。
And one time he wanna go to the go to the toilet.At night.
因为自己的这个住的房子里面没有厕所。
Because they have no their own bathroom where they live.
他看见离他大概十米远有一只狼袭击了他们的羊，正在吃那个羊。
He witnessed probably 10 meters away, there was a wolf attacking a sheep, or was eating the sheep.
他说他当时非常的害怕。
He was so scared.
而且一般那个狼出动呢，都不是一只。
And very often, wolves did not act alone.
一般都是成群结队的。
And they come as a group.
而且呢，这个老师他特别的跟我们描述说，这个狼吃羊的时候呢，从什么部位开始吃
？And so my teacher described how the wolf eating the sheep, what part to start.
我们想可能会吃羊腿啊。
We say probably start with the legs first.
或者是羊排啊。就排骨 ribs.
Oh, the ribs.
不是的。
No.
这个狼呢，它是会开膛破肚，先从内脏开始吃。
And start to actually open your abdomen, start with your intestine.
哦，非常可怕的事。
It's very horrible.
这个羊是需要牧人去保护它的。
So the sheep really need protection from the shepherd.
甚至有的时候呢，这个狼群的规模很大，这个牧羊人，特别是在没有这个枪支的。古代的时候呢，牧羊人是会拼命的去保护羊群的。
And so if the wolf come with a big group, that there's no weapon to protect, and so the shepherd really needs to know what to do.
有可能这个牧羊人是会奉献他的生命去保护这个羊群。
And sometimes the shepherd will sacrifice his own life to protect the sheep.
而耶稣呢说他是好牧人，这个好牧人是为羊舍命。
But Jesus, I am a good shepherd. I sacrifice my life.
这个也是带给我们。很深的安全感。
And so that really bring a deep security for us.
我们来到今天讲到的第三个部分。
The last part we talk about.
就是神的恩典满溢人生。
So God's grace will overflow our life.
我们读第五节的上半节。
So verse 5.
在我敌人面前，你为我摆设宴席。
You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies.
弟兄姐妹告诉我，我们敬拜结束以后呢，有一个宴席。
So today we have a feast after the worship.
我不知道呢，这个菜肴怎么样，我期待的还是很丰盛的。
I'm not sure about our meal, but I expect it's going to be very abundant and wonderful.
我邀请大家呢都一起去。
I really invite you to enjoy our meal together.
大卫说呢，神为他摆设宴席。
And here's a prepared table before him.
非常丰盛的这个食物。
It's an abundant of food.
但是呢，前面还特别的说。
But here, before that.
是在什么样的一个场景下摆设的宴席呢
？In what condition prepare the table?
是在他的敌人面前摆设的宴席。
In the presence of his enemies.
神没有说这时候把他的敌人除掉。
And here he did not say, "I'm getting rid of your enemies."
让他的敌人完全的消失。
So they let the enemy disappear.
而是敌人还在那里。
And the enemy is still there.
但是神呢，给大卫摆设宴席，这是一个胜利的宣告。
And so it's a prepared table means a victorious proclamation.
可以让大卫在敌人的面前去享受神丰盛的供应。
So David can continue to enjoy the table before in presence of enemies.
享受平安。
And to really enjoy the peace.
我们一起来读第五节的中间部分。
So let's read the verse 5 in the middle.
你用油膏了我的头。
You anoint my head with oil.
在这个犹太人的习俗里面呢，用这个香膏的这个油膏去涂抹在头上的是一个很庄严的很隆重的一个仪式。
So in the Israel, the customs that they use the fragrant oil is something is very serious.
而且大卫说这个话的时候呢，他是有切身的经历的。
And so that when he said that, he really actually experienced that already.
他在还在做一个牧童、一个牧羊的小孩的时候呢，这个神就差派先知撒母耳去用油膏了他的头。
When he was a very little boy, that the God already sent Samuel to anoint his head.
让他有朝一日呢被神大大的使用，要做以色列历史上最伟大的君王。
So, anoint him that he's going to become a great king one day.
哇，大卫他在晚年的时候写下这个诗篇的时候，他想到他做小孩的时候有这样的恩典，他心中充满了感恩。
So when he's thinking about it, that his life is filled with grace, he really was very thankful.
然后呢，他继续说，我们一起来读五节的下半节。
And let's read verse five, the latter part.
使我的福杯满溢。
My cup overflows.
在这个农业社会的时候呢，平时大家能够喝到干净的水就已经很了不得了。
And so during that time, if you want to can drink a clean water, it's already rare.
但是这个时候呢，是在一个什么样的情景下呢
？So what situation is that under?
是在神在他的仇敌面前摆设宴席的一个情景下。
So set a table before the enemy.
宴席里面这个杯子里面一般都装什么呢
？So what do you have in the cup during the feast?
一般都是美酒。
And very often is wine.
我们现在有各种各样的饮料可以喝。
So now we have an old type of drink that we can drink.
但是在生产力比较低下的农业社会呢，能够有酒，这是非常非常奢侈的，非常蒙受祝福的一个饮料。
The period of the agriculture that even you have a wine is very luscious.
在这里呢，大卫说，神不光是给他倒满了这个杯子
，Not only filled up the cup.
而且呢，这个杯子里是倒的太满，是往外溢出来的。
And actually, it's overflowed.
这样一个画面告诉我们，神给我们的祝福是超过我们所求所想的。
So think about it, God's blessings overflowing beyond our imagination.
然后我们一起来读这个第六节。
And let's read verse 6.
我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我。
Surely and goodness and love will follow me all the day of my life.
在这个地方呢，其实语气是比较强烈的。
It's very emphasizing here.
特别强调这个大卫他完全的有信心。
And David is full of faith.
知道神的恩惠慈爱要随着他，而且是他整个的人生。
And God's goodness and love will follow him all the day of his life.
他没有这个非常轻松的说这个话。
He did not say that lightly.
大卫他用他一整 他整个的人生所经历的那种跌宕起伏，那种充满挑战，也满受神的带领和祝福的这样的人生来写下这句话。
He described it, even though under his life is up and down, filled with frustration and danger, but he still continued to praise God for his God's grace and love follow him.
他说：“我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我。”
Surely your goodness and love will follow him.
最后。半节经文我们一起来读。
Let's read the last verse.
我且要住在耶和华的殿中直到永远。
Now I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
就像我们前面看这个大卫没有说他要住在死荫的幽谷里面。
And David was never lived under the darkest valley.
是神带领他走过死荫的幽谷。
But God lead him through the darkest valley.
但是在这里呢他说他要住在耶和华的殿中。
Here says he will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
他要时时刻刻的永远的去享受跟神同在的那种美好的关系。
He will enjoy the presence with the Lord forever.
而且是直到永远。
Until forever.
在罗马书八章二十节这里说呢。
The Roman chapter 8, 20, verse 28.
我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
And we know that in all things, and God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose.
我们再来回顾一下我们今天的这个诗篇，还有大卫的人生。
So let's really recall the what we learned today and about the life of David.
我们看见大卫他在旷野学会了如何的信靠神。
And David actually learned trust in wilderness.
大卫呢他又在黑暗中经历了神的同在。
And David experienced the presence in darkness.
大卫呢也在悔改中确认神给他的应许。
And David confirmed the promise by repentance.
就像我们说大卫他那么小的时候呢神就拣选他去高立他要让他有一天被神大大的使用。
And even he was a teenage boy, that God already chose him, anointed him to become a king one day.
但他并不是从此以后就过上一帆风顺的人生。
But he never had a smooth sailing.
他经历了很多的这样的苦难、委屈。
And he experienced a lot of suffering and the wrongdoing.
甚至他也犯过错误。
And he has made a lot of mistakes as well.
但他的人生给我们什么特别值得学习的地方呢？
What can we learn from his life?
他一直学着依靠神。
He always learned to trust in God.
他一直学着怎么样能够跟神亲密，甚至是犯错误的时候，他也及时的回转归向神。
And then he learned how to repent even when he made a mistake.
他把他整个人生的经历呢，用这短短的六节经文写在诗篇的二十三篇里面。
He described his life in those six verses.
到了最后呢？我请大家一起来背下这节经文。
So let's memorize this verse together.
我们一起来读三遍，三遍之后我们有考试。
And let's read three times, so we have a little test afterwards.
我们一起来读，读慢一点。耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。
The Lord is my shepherd; I lack nothing.
准备好了吗？请向你旁边的人背诵出来。
The Lord is my shepherd; I lack nothing.
好，大家背得很快，我们
you memorize very quickly.
我们一起来做一个祷告。
And let's pray together.
亲爱的阿爸天父，主耶稣基督圣灵保惠师。
Dear Heavenly Father Jesus and the Holy Spirit.
我们感谢你，你赐给我们这样美好的经文。
We want to thank you for wonderful verses.
你让我们真的知道，你带领我们的人生就像牧羊人带领羊一样。
You have led our life just like the shepherd lead the sheep.
你给我们充足的供应。
You have provided us a sufficient grace.
你也给我们保护。
And you give the protection.
虽然我们的人生呢可能会经历不同的高潮和低谷。
Maybe we go through the mountain and go through the valley.
但是你一直与我们同在。
You'll always be with us.
主啊，谢谢你，求你让我们更加的亲近你。
So continue to we ask to be have an intimate relationship with you.
更加的认识你。
To know you more.
是吧？谢谢你，孩子们祷告是奉主耶稣的名。
We pray in the Lord, the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.